You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is Tom Creighton, station manager of WCNO Radio. Most of you know that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and services they provide, and if our listeners wish, how they may contact those sponsors. So if you're a Christian business person, why not join us as a partner in ministry today? For free, no obligation information on the corporate underwriting program, we're available at 772-221-1100. That number again, 772-221-1100.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now. $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
To register, you can reach us at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
So now we got Joshua, this man supposed to be in covenant with God. He finds himself, he's in this mess, and God tells him three things. First, he said this: when the enemy of God stood up to accuse and point his finger at him, the voice from the throne of heaven said this: leave him alone. Leave him alone. Listen, every time you wag your finger at somebody, you better know there's a voice of God in heaven that is shouting down from heaven going, leave him alone. That's my boy. That's my girl right there. They've been covered by my son's precious blood. There ain't nothing I see in them that's imperfect. Matter of fact, they are my righteousness through Christ. Come on, somebody. Leave them alone. Don't set yourself up as a judge. Somebody shout, leave him alone. And then he said, for I have chosen him. Here's a revelation for you. You've been chosen. You've been chosen. You've been chosen by God himself. Off in a distance, up in heaven from the throne room of heaven, you've been chosen to be a vessel that he can come and dwell in. Somebody shout, I've been chosen. So you know what that means? Whether your daddy loves you or hates you, whether your mama abused you or left you, whether everybody calls you names, puts you down, whether you come from the south side of the tracks or the north side of Palm Beach, you got a daddy in heaven that loves you, who chose you. Somebody shout, I'm chosen. God said, I've chose you. You are mine. Isn't that beautiful? You know how much better off we'd be if we just looked at everybody when we encountered anybody, when we encounter anybody, if we just looked at them through the eyes of our Father and realized they have been chosen by God and they are his. They belong to him. You ain't their judge, he is. You ain't the end all, he is. They've been chosen by God and he's put his seal on their life. Come on, are you okay? I think that's cool because that means that God looked all over the world and he said, I chose you. I chose you. I chose you. And I chose you and you and you and you. I chose you. He specifically chose you. You were on his mind. You were on his mind. You're in his heart. Isn't that cool? John 15, 16 says this. You didn't choose me. I chose you. So you thought you came down to an altar and said, Jesus, come live in my heart. I give my life to you. He said, no, 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 no. That's not what really happened. You thought you chose me, but I chose you before you ever chose me. And I gave you the desire, put it in your heart so you could choose me because I chose you first. I chose you to choose me. You can't outthink him because that's how he is. He said, I knew who you were all along, and I still chose you. I knew what you were thinking when you knew you shouldn't have been thinking what you were thinking, and I still chose you. I knew what you did before you were going to do it, and I still chose you. I knew you were going to feel the way you felt and act the way you acted and say those things that you were going to say and feel the rejection you were going to feel and walk in the depression that you were going to walk in, and I still chose you. God says you are chosen. You are divinely selected. You are the apple of his eye. That means you're precious. And not precious like when you see an ugly baby and go, oh, that's so precious. That means you are precious like a treasure. Come on, amen. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are God's own special people that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you where? Out of darkness. Amen. You come up out of the dark and enter into the light. Isn't that beautiful? Somebody comes up to you and say, how do you do it? You say, I don't know how to do it. He just does it in me. How do you get through the week? I don't know how I get through the week. It's just God in me. This is the big one. How does the administrative staff work together down there in that school? I don't know how he does it, but they do it. I wonder. But they get it done. You know why? Because they're chosen. They have an assignment of God on their life to do what they do. Come on, help me, amen. All I know is this, God chose me and favor ain't fair. I said, favor's not fair. I know when I'm obedient to God and when I recognize that I've been chosen, that he's put a seal on my life, it don't matter come hell or high water what anybody says or does to me. God has chosen me and a favor is not fair. You say, well, pastor, it looks like everything's going wrong. And you're like, don't blame me. Don't get upset at me because God's got favor on my life. All I know is God chose me and he chose you. Somebody shout, I'm chosen. God said you can be on his team. That's good news. You think it might be cool to be on the Carolina Panthers team or the Denver Broncos team? That'd be cool if I could be on their team. You on God's team. Amen. I'm chosen. So that means if I'm chosen, all I can do is just show forth the praises of him. I can just praise him. I can worship him because he chose me. He brought me out of darkness. And all I can do is say, it's you, Lord. It's you. It's you, Jesus. It's all about you, Lord. You know what our religious tendency is? This. It's you, Lord, plus I prayed three times. Because we like to add all kinds of things to the grace of God that chose us, don't we? See, this is a bad thing in the church, guys. Don't come to church on Wednesday night out of obligation. Don't ever do that. You come down to church on Wednesday night because you love Jesus. Don't come for any other reason, because you think you're going to disappoint me. You get down here because you love Jesus. Come on, help me, amen? You can't buy God's favor or God's blessing with your church attendance. You can't buy it with your prayer time. You can't buy it with your fasting. I don't care if you fast for a month. It ain't going to change God's favor on your life. His grace is His grace, amen? You can't buy God's favor with tithing. Now, that's not an excuse not to tithe, but you don't tithe to get favor. Come on, amen? Can we just make a little adjustment here tonight? I don't obey God because I'm fearful that God won't bless me. We got a lot of people trying to be obedient to God because they want to get His blessing. I mean, that's not why we obey God, amen? I obey God because I love God. If I'm going to do that, I'm getting locked up in a performance mentality. I'm trying to earn God's love. I'm trying to earn His blessing. I'm trying to earn His appreciation. Amen. And I believe that because of what I do, it warrants God putting a blessing on my life. And if that's so, then I just nullify the whole purpose of the cross. There ain't no point in having a cross, really. Why would Jesus even go to a cross and die on a cross? Why do you even need the cross if what you do is good enough for God? No, ladies and gentlemen, we got this thing bent or twisted up in the way we operate in church. We do what we do in church. We come to church, we attend church, we tithe, we love people, we show up, we give our life away, we give our resource away, we give everything away because we love Him. Because He's called us for a purpose. Not because we're trying to get something out of God. You already got everything you can get out of God. He gave it to you 2,000 years ago. You just got to appropriate it for your life now. He's hung up on the cross and He said this. He said, it is finished. It's done. It's finished. That means that everything that manifests in your life is according to the faith that you walk in and how you appropriate it for your life. If you go put your head in the sand, then don't expect no blessing to come. But if you sow into the relationship of love that you have with your Father in heaven, then favor's coming, baby. Because the only good thing that comes out of a relationship with God are good things. Come on, amen? See, in the Old Testament, we're talking about Old Testament, New Testament. In the Old Testament, God said, if you will, then I will. If you do this, I'll do that. If you go there, I'll help there. If you come and offer a sacrifice here, I'll rain down from heaven. That was the Old Testament. We get into a new covenant. Jesus goes to the cross, spills His blood, gets up on the cross, raises Himself up from the dead. And then God says, I got a new covenant for you. This is what we're going to do. I will, and I will. And then I will, and I will. I will, and I will, and I will. I'm going to be your all in all. I'm going to be your end all. I'm going to be all the way up. I'm going to go everywhere you go. I'm going to be in you. I'm going to give you power to overcome. I'm going to give you strength for the journey. I'm going to give you help in your time of trouble. I'm going to give you hope when you feel hopeless. I'm going to lift you up out of depression. I will. I will. Somebody shout, I will. That's what He says in the new covenant. All you got to do is believe on the name of Jesus. All you got to do is cry out to the Lord and say, God, come into my life. And He said, I will. Somebody shout, He will. He will. Is everybody all right? See, we can't just treat Jesus like we're always afraid. And if we mess up, He's just going to come down and say, I don't want to have nothing to do with you no more. You really blew it this time, Jason. I give you that church down there. I give you that school down there. You don't hire the right people. You get the wrong people around you. You listen to everybody I tell you not to listen to. You don't never listen to the people I tell you to listen to. I'm finished with you, Jason. I know God ain't doing that. No. His grace is amazing. He said, I will. And the reason why He does that is because God does not want you living a performance-based life. God's not giving you a grade. Come on. You already are A+1 in His sight. You already are number one. He thinks the best about you. He don't get disappointed with you. He's not, come on, God's not discouraged with you. You cannot let him down. That's worth everything you got here for tonight, if you can just get that in you.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
It is impossible to let God down, because he ain't looking at you through an old covenant. He's looking at you through the eyes of Jesus. A couple weeks ago, I said this to you. Sin is nothing more than a mistaken identity. It's a mistaken identity. I said that last week. When we sin, it's because we don't know who we are. Sin is the result of not knowing who you are. And so when we don't know who we are, it's easy for shame to come in on us. Because I know we like to think that we all got it together and we're our own best advocate, but we really are not our own best advocate. We have a tendency to do ourselves in because we think we know everything, and the truth is we don't, but we convince ourselves that we do. That's really how smart we are. James says it this way: you've got the power to deceive yourself. We believe our own press release. We believe what we want everybody to think about us. We get them to think and believe it, and then all of a sudden we start believing it. And then when something comes in and we don't meet that expectation that we set on ourselves, then we feel like a failure. Shame enters in and does us in. Second thing, let me give you one more. Second thing he said is, change your clothes. First he said, leave him alone. Secondly, he said, change your clothes. In other words, take off these garments of where you've been. And put on garments that represent where you're going. God's saying, change your clothes. Put off the old and put on the new. You don't. Sometimes clothes don't fit you that way no more. Some of you, come on, help me, amen? It's real simple. You know, we got to quit struggling over some things in our life. That stuff don't fit you anymore. Some of us still trying to put on a leather miniskirt and hang out at the disco. And God's saying, no. You outgrown that thing, baby. Don't even try to squeeze in it. It don't fit you anymore. There's some things that we just don't need to wear anymore. You can amen me on that if you want to, but that's just the truth. See, once I realize that I'm a believer in Christ, then I don't need to always be lying to people all the time, trying to get them to believe something about me that I don't even know if I believe myself. Tell them all kinds of stories, and because them clothes don't fit me anymore. I don't have to be my own best salesman. Try to get people to like me so I can feel good about who I am. That kind of line don't match me anymore. That's a different world. That's a different culture. That's the system of this world that we live in. Trying to get somebody to believe something about us so we can feel good about who we are. That's a deception. He said, take off the old. Put on the new. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Pastor, I don't put on. I just don't put on. What you see is what you get. I'm just real. You a liar. You're a liar. I don't put on for nobody. This is me. This is all you get. Me. This is how I am. That ain't true. You're going 85 down 95 and you get pulled over. And they pull you off the road and you're sitting in the car and the trooper's back there behind you with the lights on for 5 minutes while you're waiting. And you go, I can't believe they pulled me over. Just pulled me out. I was going just 10 miles an hour. And then if they knew what kind of a hurry I got to go to the bathroom. This is ridiculous. He walks up to the window. How are you doing today, officer? I'm so sorry. I'm just in a hurry. Tell me you don't know how to put on. We just put on our own stuff. You need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Get out of them old clothes and put on the new clothes. Come on, somebody. Amen. We put on all the time. We just don't know what to put on. I'm telling you tonight, if you're going to be what God wants you to be, then put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on his attributes. Put on his ways. Live his principles and watch the blessing of God be released in your life. Somebody say, put on Jesus. Put on the joy of the Lord. Put on his righteousness. Put on his peace. Put on his love. Put on his long-suffering. You say, what's long-suffering? That's suffering stretched out over a long period of time. Learn how to walk through some stuff. Learn how to get through a wilderness. Learn how to put up with some things without losing your mind. I get fed up with people trying to say, I'm about to lose my mind. Well, please don't lose it because I won't be able to find it. Please, God, get some long-suffering working on the inside of your life. Learn how to have some patience in the midst of trials. Amen. You say, I can't do that. I'm mad today. Well, you know what? Just take your frown and turn it upside down. Don't be mad, be glad. Refuse to give in to those emotions of being mad and angry and feeling all low about yourself. Just start smiling. Come on, go ahead, get your joy level up. We let the circumstances of our life dictate to us how we're going to live all the time. Come on, you hear somebody shout, I got to change my clothes. He said, change your clothes. He said, take off them old filthy rags and get him a brand new robe. Take off those old habits. Take off those old actions. Take off of those old patterns of thinking and get a new way of thinking. Get a new pattern of life that brings fruit in your life, that brings blessing in your life. He said, somebody get him a robe. Take off them filth. Somebody say filthy. That word filthy in the Hebrew literally means he was covered with dookie. You know you're going to come to church on Wednesday night and hear the pastor say dookie, did you? He was covered with poop. That's what it really says. You ought to read your Bible sometime. There's some really good stuff in your Bible. You don't have to have Showtime and HBO. It's right there. He was covered with dookie. It was all over him. Don't be wearing all them negative attitudes and all that dung and all that filth and all that garbage. Get it off your life. Let me put on a robe that's beautiful, that represents who you are in the kingdom. Somebody that God gave his life for. Somebody that's got a destiny. Somebody that's got a plan. Somebody that's living a life of purpose.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.